Extracts from Minutes of Meeting of the Pacific Union Conference Committee, held at Mountain View, California, July 6, 1905, 4 p.m. Members present: W.B. White, Knox Wilcox, Jones, and Hall. Irwin, W.C. White, and Palmer were invited to take part. Elder Wilcox led in prayer. Hall was elected temporary secretary. After the discussion of some items of business, Brother Irwin gave a report of his visit to Southern California and of the new property at Loma Linda. It contains 76 acres of land and is located on the main line of the Southern Pacific Railway. The building itself is some 30 rods from the railway. It contains 64 rooms, is in good repair, and only 4 years old. It was built as a sanitarium by a company of 70 physicians, who, because of their inability to get along harmoniously, desired to sell. It cost about $150,000. The building is fully furnished, is steam heated and electric lighted, plenteously supplied with water, has over 5,000 feet of water pipes distributed through the grounds, has 12 acres of oranges in bearing, 8 acres of plums and apricots, 23 acres of parks and ornamental grounds, 5 cottages, 4 of which have 4 rooms each, and the 5th, 9 rooms, 5 horses, 2 large 3-seated surreys, 2 buggies, 2 wagons, and farm implements sufficient to carry on the farm go with the property. Including the cottages, the property has some 90 rooms. The purchase price is $40,000. Terms: $5,000 down, $5,000 to be paid July 26th, $5,000 August 26th, $5,000 December 26th. Balance in 3 years at 6% interest. Brother Irwin stated that after he had looked the property all over and heard Sister White tell what had been shown her concerning such a place, it was very clear to him that the conference should take it, and he so recommended. In view of his experience in Australia, where he had seen such wonderful results come from the location of the school in a place he secured, he believed that there is more in it than we are as yet able to see. He felt like stepping out by faith and accepting the responsibility. Brother W.B. White said that although our committee had taken action at its last meeting, recommending the Southern California Conference not to take upon itself the indebtedness, yet now that this had been done, and it had been done with good counsel, it seemed to him we should do everything in our power to cooperate with our brethren in Southern California, and that we should express to them our determination to do so. Meeting adjourned until 8 o'clock a.m., July 7th. W.B. White, Chairman. Hall, Secretary Pro Tem.